Hey everybody, Peter Zion here, coming to you from Lost Canyon in Colorado. Today we're going to talk about what's going on with the Hamas situation. And the very, very, very short version is that this is a Hamas-Israeli fight, and no one else is going to get involved. The big players have all now kind of made their announcements, either by action or inaction. Let's start with the most important one, and the only one who could really change the direction of the conflict, and that's Egypt. The Israelis had been hopeful that they could convince the United States, the United Nations, you know, anyone with a pulse, that the solution to this problem is just move all of the Gazans out of the strip and into the camps, or into tent camps in the Sinai. The Israelis have been trying to move the Palestinians for, it's 1948, if you want to be completely honest about it, but certainly since 1973. Needless to say, there was no acceptance of that. The Egyptians were the ones who gave the most vociferous objection. In fact, the Egyptians really are broadly against even sending aid into the Gaza. People forget that the Egyptians used to control Gaza between 1948 and 1973, and no one had a good time. And the only way that the Egyptians would like to see the Palestinians cross into Egyptian territories in coffins, or preferably trucks full of bodies. So there's going to be no assistance there. The second one, the country, or the faction that a lot of people were worried about is Hezbollah. Hezbollah is a Shiite Arab militia that operates out of southern Lebanon in particular, and they have had a number of scrapes with the Israelis in the past, and they have a very powerful paramilitary force and a lot of rockets that every once in a while they rain down on Israeli cities. And their leader, Nasrallah, gave this really fiery speech where he's like, go, 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 resistance, fight the Jews, and all that. And we're just going to stay here and everyone have a great day. Hezbollah has a lot to lose. This is clearly a Hamas operation. They've been clearly preparing for it for some time, and Hezbollah has not. There was no coordination whatsoever. And so they're certainly not ready to move. And even if they were, I really doubt they would. They've got different backers. They've got a different religion. They've got different approaches. And at the end of the day, Hezbollah's got a lot of what it sought over the last 50 years. They are part of the government in Beirut now, and that gives them a seat at the table in a way that they've never had before. No Palestinians have ever had before. And they don't want to give that up, especially since they're not the ones who lit the fuse on this particular conflict. Now, Hezbollah does have a sponsor/ally in Iran, and that's kind of the third country in question here. And kind of like Nasrallah, the supreme leader of Iran recently gave a speech, and he again, rah, 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 fight the occupation, kill the Jews, blah, 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 blah. But you know, Jews, if you don't attack us right now, we're going to reciprocate. We hate you, and you should all die, but not by our hand and not today. So they're going to be cooking off some low-risk things. They're taking some pot shots via their proxies in places like Syria at American bases. So far, CENTCOM, which is in charge of American operations in that area, has said that nothing has happened that has generated noticeable, meaningful casualties or damage. So the need to respond in the United States is relatively limited from a military point of view. And the Iranians certainly aren't going to risk a broader confrontation with the American Navy in the Gulf, which is like their sole source of economic income now, in order to defend a group that they have publicly denounced as apostates and animals and are worthy of only destruction. So they found it useful maybe to nudge Hamas into this on a timing issue. But at the end of the day, they're certainly going to bleed for them. Okay, that's it from me.